back. Anyway, we're in Jeremiah chapter 23, and I guess we'll just pick up here. And I forgot to mark my place again. Oh yes, David shall never want for a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. Neither shall the priests, the Levites, want for a man before me to offer burnt offerings. And of course, all of that, it says continually and forever, all of that is fulfilled in Yahshua, the Messiah, also known as, in the King James Version, as Jesus. All of that is fulfilled in him and forever. Thus saith the Lord, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, that there should not be day and night in their seasons, then may also my covenant be broken with David my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites the priests for my ministers. And he fulfilled both of those forever. As the hosts of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. Moreover, the word of Yahuwah came unto Jeremiah, saying, consider thou not what this people has spoken, saying, the two families which Yahuwah hath chosen, he hath even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before them. Thus saith the Lord, if my covenant be not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then will I cast away the seed of Jacob and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will cause their captivity to return. And that means I will cause them to return from their captivity and to have mercy upon them. Chapter 34 and verse 1. The words which came unto Jeremiah from Yahuwah when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army and all the kingdoms of the earth of his dominion, and all the people fought against Jerusalem and against all the cities thereof, saying, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, go and speak to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and tell him, thus saith Yahuwah, behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. Thou shalt not escape out of his hand, but thou shalt surely be taken and delivered into his hands, and thine eyes shall behold the eyes of the king. And I think I'm repeating a chapter here. Yes, I am. We must be in 35. I clicked on the wrong place. All right. 35. Okay, that's where we are. The words which came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, go unto the house of the Rechabites and speak unto them and bring them into the house of the Lord and into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Then I took Jazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazaniah, and his brethren, all the sons of the whole house of the Rechabites, and brought them into the house of Yahuwah, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the sons of Igdaliah, the man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chamber of Maaseiah, the son of Shallum, the keeper of the door. And I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups, and said unto them, drink ye wine. But they said, we will drink no wine, for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father commanded us, saying, you shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. Neither shall you build house, or sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any, but all your days you shall dwell in tents, that you may live many days in the land where you be strangers. Thus we obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, and all that he hath charged us, to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters, nor to build houses for us to dwell in, neither have we vineyards, nor field, nor seed, but we dwell in tents, and have obeyed and done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us. But it came to pass, when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up into the land, that we said, Come, let us go to Jerusalem, for fear of the army of the Chaldeans, for fear of the army of the Syrians, so we dwell at Jerusalem. Then came the word of Yahuwah unto Jeremiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, Will you not receive instruction to hearken to my words, saith Yahuwah, the words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. For unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but you hearken not unto me. I have sent also to you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, Return you now every man from his evil way and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them, and you shall dwell in the land which I have given you and to your fathers, but you have not inclined your ear nor hearkened unto me. Because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed a commandment of their father, which he commanded them, but this people hath not hearkened unto me. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, Yahuwah, God of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard, and I have called unto them, but they have not answered. And Jeremiah said unto the house of the Rechabites, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because you have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according to all that he commanded you, therefore thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not want a man to stand before me forever. And the commandment is to honor your father and mother. That's the great commandment. Paul said in the last days that there would be evil men, disobedient to parents. And that's our Heavenly Father. He takes his law seriously, and we should take his law seriously. Here, all those that had no regard for his law, they were punished. But those that loved him and kept his commandments, he had mercy upon them, thousands. And he says that this man and his family shall never want for a seed before him forever. And if you were a man of Judah, if you were an Israelite of the Yahudim, that was your most treasured possession, was your children, and especially a man-child to carry on your seed before Yahuwah forever. That was the most valuable thing that you had, was to raise up a righteous, a godly seed before him, that your seed might stand forever as a testimony to your faithfulness and your faith in the Creator, the Maker of heaven and earth. That was a precious thing in Israel. And that it was a precious thing today, but it is not. It's not a precious thing. No. Men today, even in the church, they bow down to the idolatry of romance, and they limit themselves by offering their seed to Molech before it's born, yes, and practicing birth control. It's the same idolatry. Yes, they sacrifice their seed for prosperity, for economic prosperity, and a good life in their mortal existence. They don't care about raising up a godly seed forever, to be a testimony of their righteousness before a Heavenly Father. And it came to pass, in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came unto Jeremiah from Yahuwah, saying, Take thee a roll of a book, and write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel, and against Judah, and all the nations, from the day I spoke unto thee, from the days of Josiah, even unto this day. And so we have it. It's all written down for us, is it not? We're reading from it. That it may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do unto them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Then Jeremiah called Baruch the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord which he had spoken unto him upon a roll of the book. So Baruch was his scribe. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up, I cannot go into the house of Yahuwah. Therefore go thou and read the roll which thou hast written from my mouth, the words which Yahuwah, in the ears of the people, in Yahuwah's house, upon the fasting day, and also thou shalt read them in the ears of all Judah that come out of their cities. It may be they will present their supplication before the Lord and will return every one from his evil way. For great is the anger and the fury that Yahuwah hath pronounced against his people. And Baruch the son of Neriah did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading in the book the words of the Lord in Yahuwah's house. And it came to pass in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, that they proclaimed a fast before the Lord to all the people in Jerusalem, and to all the people that came from the cities of Judah unto Jerusalem. Then read Baruch the book in which the words of Jeremiah in the house of the Lord, in the chamber of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, the scribe, in the higher court, at the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house, in the ears of all the people. When Micaiah, the son of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, had heard out of the book all the words of the Lord, then he went down into the king's house, into the scribe's chamber, and lo, all the princes sat there, even Elishama, the scribe, and Delilah, it's hard to getting tongue twisted with the names here, and Delaiah, the son of Shemaiah, and Elnathan, the son of Achbor, and Jeremiah, the son of Shaphan, and Zedekiah, the son of Hananiah, and all the princes. Then Micaiah declared unto them all the words which he had heard when Baruch read the book in the ears of the people. Therefore all the princes sent Yehudai, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Cushi, unto Baruch, saying, take in thine hand the roll wherein thou hast read in the ears of the people, and come. So Baruch the son of Neriah took the roll in his hand, and came unto them. And they said unto him, sit down now, and read it in our ears. So Baruch read it in their ears. And it came to pass, when they heard all the words, they were afraid, both one and other, and said unto Baruch, we will surely tell the king of all these words. And they asked Baruch, saying, tell us now, how didst thou write all these words at his mouth? And Baruch answered them, he pronounced all these words unto me with his mouth, and I wrote with ink in the book. Then said the princes unto Baruch, go hide thee, thou and Jeremiah, and let no man know where you be. And they went into the king, into the court, and they laid up the roll in the chamber of Elishama the scribe, and told all the words in the ears of the king. So the king sent Yehudai to fetch the roll, and he took it out of Elishama the scribe's chamber, and Yehudai read it in the ears of the king, and in the ears of the princes which stood beside the king. And now the king sat in the winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire on the hearth burning before him. And it came to pass, when Yehudai had read three or four leaves, he cut it with the penknife, and cast it into the fire, that was on the hearth until all the roll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. Yet they were not afraid, nor rent their garments, neither the king nor any of his servants had heard all these words. Nevertheless, Elnathan and Delaiah, the Gemariah and Gemariah had made intercession to the king that he would not burn the roll, but he would not hear them. But the king commanded Jeremiel, the son of Hamalek, and Seraiah, the son of Azriel, and Shelemiah, the son of Abdiel, to take Baruch the scribe and Jeremiah the prophet, but the Lord hid them. And the word of Yahuwah came to Jeremiah after that the king had burned the roll, and the words which Baruch wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, take thee again another roll, and write in it all the former words that were in the first roll which Jehoiakim king of Judah hath burned. And thou shalt say unto Jehoiakim king of Judah, thus saith Yahuwah, thou hast burned this roll, saying, why hast thou written therein, saying, the king of Babylon shall certainly come and destroy this land, and shall cause to cease from thence man and beast. Therefore thus saith Yahuwah of Jehoiakim, the Lord of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have none to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out in the day to the heat, and the night to the frost. And I will punish him and his seed and his servants for their iniquity, and I will bring upon them and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem and upon the men of Judah all the evil that I have pronounced against them. But they hearkened not. Then took Jeremiah another roll and gave it to Baruch the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote them, who wrote therein, from the mouth of Jeremiah, and all the words of the book which Jehoiakim, son of king of Judah, had burned in the fire. And there were added besides unto them many like words. And King Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, reigned instead of Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made king in the land of Judah. But neither he, nor his servants, nor the people of the land did hearken unto the words of Yahuwah, which he spoke by the prophet Jeremiah. And Zedekiah king, the king, sent Yahukal, the son of Shelemiah, and Zephaniah, the son of Mahaseiah, the priest, to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, pray now unto Yahuwah our God for us. Now Jeremiah came in and went out among the people, for they had not put him into prison. Then Pharaoh's army was come forth out of Egypt, and when the Chaldeans that besieged Jerusalem heard tidings of them, they departed from Jerusalem. Then came the word of the Lord unto the prophet Jeremiah, saying, thus saith Yahuwah, the God of Israel, thus shall you say to the king of Judah, that sent you unto me to inquire of me, behold, Pharaoh's army, which has come forth to help you, shall return to Egypt into their own land. So you have the king here, trusting in the arm of flesh. He doesn't want to listen to the prophet. He is not going to repent. He's had emissaries in Egypt and made a pact with Egypt, and they were going to join their forces and come against Babylon. So while this is the king of Egypt is bringing his forces to come with Israel against the king of Babylon, the word comes from the prophet, and he says, behold, Pharaoh's army, which has come forth to help you, shall return to Egypt into their own land. And the Chaldeans shall come again and fight against the city and take it, and burn it with fire. Thus saith Yahuwah, deceive not yourself, saying, the Chaldeans shall surely depart from us, for they shall not depart. For though you had smitten the whole army of the Chaldeans that fight against you, and there remained but wounded men among them, Yet they should rise every man in his tent and burn this city with fire. And it came to pass that when the army of the Chaldeans was broken up from Jerusalem for fear of Pharaoh's army, then Jeremiah went forth out of Jerusalem to go to the land of Benjamin to separate himself thence in the midst of the people. And we're going to pick up here next time on Cross the Border. Until then, remember, there's nothing more important that we enter into the kingdom of our Heavenly Father and live forever. As always, hallelujah.